Boulder has launched a new online resource for emergency preparedness to help residents learn how to prepare for wildfires, floods, and other emergencies. The portal will show how to sign up for emergency alerts, put together a go bag, and create a safety plan for your family. It links to the Emergency Updates blog and the Office of Disaster Management website. Due to the natural environment and changing climate, it is critical that community members are prepared to respond quickly if there's a wildfire, flood, or other disaster. As part of a recently signed new nature conservation law, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is distributing grants to develop programs to minimize human-bear conflict. Boulder County will receive more than $100,000 to place bear-resistant trash bins and electrified fencing in the towns of Jamestown and Lyons. The Boulder-based nonprofit community Fruit Rescue will receive $45,000 to expand local capacity to harvest urban fruit trees. Wyoming Game and Fish Department officials killed one of the young offspring of the world-famous grizzly 399 south of Jackson last week. 399 is known for raising multiple litters not far from busy roadways in Grand Teton National Park. The four cubs in her latest litter branched out on their own this year. Kyle Mackey of KHOL Jackson reports on how one of them got into trouble.
The decision to kill the subadult male was made in consultation with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, according to Game and Fish Public Information Specialist Mark Goki, who says the bear had gotten dangerously habituated to humans after receiving numerous food rewards in a developed area north of Pinedale.
They just don't unlearn that. They continue to seek out those easy meals, unfortunately, and tend to get bolder over time. And that's when it becomes a human safety issue.
Goki says euthanizing a bear is always a last resort, but that officials didn't believe relocation was an option for this grizzly because of its increasingly dangerous behavior.
The subadult grizzly was hanging out on porches of homes and even while they were occupied by people and during the day and didn't respond to hazing attempts.
No similar behavior has been observed among the three other offspring of 399's most recent litter, Goki says. But he also warns that bear activity will only increase between now and November. And he urges residents and visitors to secure attractants like garbage and livestock feed and maintain clean campsites in order to keep both bears and humans safe. For KHOL and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Kyle Mackey in Jackson.
Four people were killed this weekend when a small passenger aircraft crashed into the hills north of Boulder. Officials originally stated that only one person was killed in the crash, but have since revised the number of deaths to all four members aboard the plane. Officials say the plane was registered to a Broomfield-based aviation LLC. They have not released the identities of those killed in the crash, which also started a small wildfire. Denver's Mayor Michael B. Hancock and the Department of Housing Stability are working to pass a basic income program to address the area's homelessness. The program would use $2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to provide a $1,000 monthly payment to nearly 140 individuals living without a home in Denver. Denver Center for Housing Homelessness Research will oversee the program. Cities like Stockton, California, Vancouver, Los Angeles, and New York that utilize similar programs have seen positive outcomes with this assistance, such as increases in full-time employment, moving into full-time housing more quickly, increased food security, and reduction in spending on alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes. Director Britta Fisher explains, by providing a small amount of basic income, the city can help lift people out of homelessness more quickly and cost-effectively. We are confident in the resiliency of our residents and their ability to leverage a small amount of basic income to work best in their unique individual circumstances. The pilot program is one of many of the Department of Housing Stability has identified to address homelessness in Denver. Longmont will select three Colorado artists as finalists for a large mural project located off Main Street. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The Longmont Art in Public Places is joining forces with the Boulder County Housing Authority to select a Colorado-based artist for a mural project tomorrow, Wednesday, July 20th. Longmont Art in Public Places will host the open meeting for a selection panel to choose the finalists for the Spoke Mural Project. The Spoke Mural Project will feature a 1,600-square-foot mural on the top tiers of the parking garage of the Spoke Building, which is part of the Boulder County Housing Authority in downtown Longmont. The art will face east and be visible from Main Street. The project selection panel narrowed the field of Colorado artists to three finalists. The panel will choose between artist A.J. Davis from Denver, artistill.des, also from Denver, and artist Maria Kaminsky out of Durango. Each artist will be given 30 minutes to present the proposed design concept. And then members of the public will be given 2 minutes per person to promote their choice of the artist. Once the mural is completed, the artist is to receive a $60,000 commission. The meeting will be held at 5:30 in Longmont's Museum Stewart Auditorium at 400 Quail Road in Longmont. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
Colorado is experiencing a heat wave along with California, China, and most parts of the Central Plains. Yesterday was Boulder's hottest day on record with highs of 96 degrees in and around Boulder. Slightly cooler today across the plains, but still hot with readings in the upper to mid-90s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, especially along the south of the Interstate 70 corridor. Gusty winds up to 45 miles per hour with showers. Outside the studio is 81 degrees. For KGNU, I'm James Swenson.